Since 1992, Genesis House has been helping real people heal from addiction on their private recovery campus in beautiful Palm Beach County, Florida. Their family-owned program is accredited by the Joint Commission and offers detox and dual diagnosis treatment in a comfortable and confidential setting. At Genesis House, they focus on treating the underlying causes of addiction. Their comprehensive approach includes psychiatric care, individual and small group therapy, trauma healing techniques, and holistic care including yoga, massage, and animal-assisted therapy. After treatment, their clients enjoy the lifelong support of a nationwide network of Genesis House alumni. Call Genesis House today at 1-800-737-0933 to speak with someone who understands. Visit them on the web at www.genesishouse.net. It's time to start your journey to a long and successful recovery.
Genesis House and the Friends in Recovery podcast are proud to bring you Answering the Call, the First Responders podcast. Join your hosts,
Podfather, Jersey Egg,
as they address the real issues of first responders' health and wellness, from physical and mental health to relationships and work-life balance. Answering the Call, the First Responders podcast, is available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, and YouTube, as well as iHeartRadio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, here are your friends in recovery answering the call.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Answering the Call, First Responders podcast, sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. I am the podfather, Mike Miles, here with my good friend and associate, Jersey Ed.
What's up, guys? Jersey Ed here.
Jersey Ed's going to be living in Jersey again.
I am, guys. I am. I'm going to earn the name back.
So you really be Jersey Ed.
That's right. That's right. I was Jersey Ed, and then you said something, be Philly Ed. I'm like, no Philly Ed. I'm not a Philly guy. I'm a Jersey guy. You know, yeah,
Jersey Ed. That's a great nickname, I think.
I know. You gave it to me. For anybody watching this show, probably doesn't watch our Friends in Recovery, but we were in the studio, Studio 21, when he gave me that.
Studio 21. We were doing the Boogaloo. I remember.
Yes.
Oh, that's Studio 54. Sorry.
54. Now you're dating yourself, Podfather.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah.
I love watching those old movies, you know, in the 70s and the Bee Gees and
Alive
and
all that. Fever.
There was a very short era with the leisure suits and the big collars, the platform shoes. I mean, Jesus, when you look back, you go, what were those people thinking?
I know, right? I know.
Guys were getting permanents. They had that big hair.
I know.
Strutting around.
Remember Welcome Back, Carter?
Yeah.
Hey?
Abe Carter, yeah.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And you know, Podfather, that brings up the subject that we want to talk about today. Sorry. Is number one, freedom, because we can watch shit like that on TV. And also, let's not fix things that aren't broke. And you came up with a great subject today that I think we should talk about. And you want to bring that subject up?
Talking about? The American flag. I think... I've been watching, I don't watch the news anymore, but I've been watching a lot of, you know, clippets here and there on my computer, and also just reading a couple of newspapers. I read a New York paper and a Washington paper and a Boston paper daily. You know, I like to go to the news. I really enjoy it. I enjoy touching paper and, you know, reading the horoscopes. Oh, yes. But anyway, there's some politicians in D.C. that are elected officials, and they're talking about the American flag being a symbol of white supremacy. In other words, this country, what they're saying, is this country was built on the backs. Sorry, on the backs of
real time, guys. This is real stuff going on.
on the backs of slaves and immigrants and everything. Well, the country was built on the backs of immigrants and some slaves, but more importantly, the country was built by people that came here for set out to venture to a new country long before there was any slaves. There were Indians, but the people that came here were brave pioneers that wanted to start a new life.
Yeah,
and that's how it all began. And the bottom line is, the American flag is a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of democracy. It's known worldwide. To me, I can't even imagine how anybody looks at that flag and says, that's a symbol of white supremacy. That's somebody, as far as I'm concerned, that's somebody that's not educated in the history of this country, yeah. looking at it with jaded eyes. Maybe they have their own agenda. Obviously, they
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. So my thoughts on a podfather is, what about every African-American, every American, every Asian-American, every culture that fought for all the years to keep that flag safe, to keep mm-hmm. that flag of the freedom, not even keep the flag safe, to keep the freedom for us Americans? How about everybody in every ethnicity background? Can't talk today, yeah. guys. Yeah. Background that fought because they're an American, you know, because they're American. You know, and I get it. Listen, our country was built, like you said, slaves and immigrants and all that.
Right.
That's the history of our country. That's not what's happening today. That's not what the American flag stands for, guys.
Nope.
To me, that the American flag stands for freedom, red, white, and blue. I see freedom. I see blood. I see sweat, tears. I see families losing people. I see lives being taken. But I see freedom every time I look at that flag, Podfather. And that's what you fought for. And that's what my dad fought for. My grandfather fought for your family. And not white supremacist, whatever it is. Like, fuck, supremacy. I can't talk today, Podfather. Supremacy. I can't talk today, God. Anyways, that's what I see. And I get fired up when I hear shit like this. Was I ever in the military? I was never, in law enforcement. But you know what, guys? We have freedom here. We don't go to another country and try to do the shit we're doing. Go to another country and try to start a podcast and talk about this crap, man. They be busting in that door behind you, fucking taking you away, Podfather.
Well, I just believe that there's been too many people have given their lives for this country. And it goes way back. Revolutionary War, you know, we just had Memorial Day pass. Memorial Day is to remember soldiers that died, not mm-hmm. soldiers in general. We have Veterans Day. You know, to remember the dead, the people that died for their country, for this country. Yeah. I wish they could have a voice in what they thought about changing the flag. You know, we're going to have someone design a new flag. What's it going to be? I can only imagine what this individual or this group of people, what type of flag they would have. You know, I don't think it's ever going to pass. I don't care how liberal you are or how conservative you are. You know, there's one thing we have to agree on. This is a very, very prosperous country.
Yeah.
And there's not another country in the world that takes in immigrants like we do. Mm-mm. My family were immigrants. Your family were immigrants. Yeah. We go back, you know. Yeah. And believe me, the Irish, the Italians, the Polish, they all had hard times when they came here. The Greeks, they weren't allowed to just come here and start working. Although that's all they wanted to do. They weren't given welfare, I'll tell you that. They weren't given anything. Yeah. They got to Ellis Island. From there, they didn't get COVID shots, but they didn't let them right into the country. They checked them for diseases and everything. Yeah. But sometimes they had to stay at a special part of Ellis Island for 30, 60 days before they let them in because they had TB, they were sick.
Yeah.
My point is, you know what? These people that fought for this country long before us, I'm going back to the 1700s, mm-hmm. Civil War, 1800s, 1850s and 60s, all the lives that were lost mm-hmm. to keep this country together. Yep. And that flag has done nothing. The only changes have been since 1700s are the number of stars that were added for each state. The original stars, 13 colonies, 13 states.
Yep.
You know, Massachusetts is one of them, Connecticut, New York. New Jersey was one of them. Absolutely. Virginia. You know what? And to me, if it's not broken, why fix it? Just because some people think mm-hmm. or they have this premise that it's a white supremacy. I just don't get it. And, you know, I've never met a white supremacist. I don't know anyone who's a white supremacist. I think if you try to get all the white supremacists in this country together, I don't think you could fit them in a frigging Volkswagen. I don't know any. I've never seen them. You know, they have these marches. You'll see like these 10 or 12 goofy white guys with swastikas and flags. And, you know, they got 40 cops around them because if the cops aren't there, The rest of the people are going to beat him to death.
But that's
because you're in America. You can say what you want.
I'm not
fond of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I think they've done a lot of destruction. 40 people have died. But I also feel that they have a message. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what I agree. Yeah. Podfather, that's what that flag stands for, is it's okay to have Black Lives Matter. It's okay not to agree with Black Lives Matter. It's okay to be a God-fearing human being. It's okay not to believe in anything. You know what I mean? That's the privileges that we have with this flag. That's the privileges that everybody fought throughout the years to have with this flag, you know? And I agree with you 1,000%. Don't change it. Have your opinion. If you're the left or the right, whatever it is, it's because of that flag, because of all the soldiers that spilled blood for themselves to keep that flag going, whatever war it was. And it's just, it's just crazy that you would even think that way. I mean, you know, is there like a seamstress or something, or some company in there that maybe they're going to pay off to do a designer to do a new flag? There's always some hidden fucking agenda in this, Podfather. You know that. It's not just about, right. There's something going on. There's money.
There's always behind the scenes. I agree. But I honestly believe that whoever gets elected to serve there and represent their constituents, you know, whatever state or country they're from, I mean, county or state, you know, a province.
Yeah.
They have to get elected. People have to vote them in. There are people that are in Congress and the Senate that I just shake my head. I said, wow, you know, I can't imagine the neighborhoods that are voting these people in, but they do.
Yeah.
So they're there. But for anybody to think they can go to Washington, D.C., and they're going to not only change the flag, but they're going to recommend that the flag be changed because it's a sign of it just makes me crazy to even say the words. White supremacy. I'm like, how the hell is that a sign of white supremacy?
I know.
So you got to dig deep, really deep to come up with something like that.
I'm
glad we have an opportunity to at least talk about it, because firemen, police, correctional officers, EMS, they all wear flags on their uniforms one way or another.
You know,
they're representing this country. They're representing their cities and towns, but they're also representing this country.
Yeah.
And to me, I hear the national anthem. It touches me. It really does. And, you know, I know a lot of people of many races. I was a cop 35 years. I have friends that are Black, Hispanic, Asian, Southeast Asian. And you know what? We all agree on one thing. We're Americans.
Yeah.
And, you know, this color has got to stop. For the president to say that we have an uncontrollable racial climate going on, I don't see it. I don't know who else is seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If the news media wants to keep pumping that up, let them do it. But I think a lot of Americans are getting sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone's really seeing it.
I agree. Podfather, I'm going to, real quick, we're going to close here, but I'm going to ask our listeners and our viewers a question. What's your thoughts on changing the flag, guys? So in the comments below on YouTube, you can drop your comment there, or send us an email at help@friendsinrecoverypodcast.com and addressing this issue. What's your thought on changing the flag? And let us know. The other one thing before we close here, before you take us out, Podfathers, I want to make sure that we get the information out for copline.org. That's copline.org or 1-800-COPLINE, 1-800-267-5463. And that's for any cop that's having an issue. Suicide, divorce, alcoholism, whatever it is, whatever the issue might be, how do I pay my rent, whatever it is, the cops are there. We have not us, but Stephanie Samuels put it together. Beautiful program. Over 100 retired cops are there to answer your call and help you through whatever situation you're in. So
confidentially, too.
Confidentially. Yeah. Well, Podfather.
Yeah, great show, Ed.
Great show. Yeah. Keep that fucking flag, right? Keep that flag.
Yeah, keep that flag flying.
Yeah.
I know I will.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, answering the call, the First Responders Podcast, sponsored by FirstNet, built by AT&T. Stay safe, everyone.
That concludes this episode of Answering the Call, the First Responders Podcast. Thanks to Genesis House for supporting those on the path to recovery and keeping this valuable resource free for all our friends in recovery.
Follow us on Facebook for past shows and updates, and enjoy free access to twice daily support meetings. Brought to you by Genesis House and the Friends in Recovery. If you can't get enough of Mike, the Podfather, and Jersey Ed, you can catch them on Friends in Recovery, the Addiction Recovery Podcast. Available on Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and GenesisHouse.net.